And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Out of the Ordinary. My first guest explained the humanist religious point of view. Now, my next guest is a businessman and financial expert. He's here to warn us about the financial tsunami that personal and government debt is bringing our way. And if you're interested, you can always join the conversation by calling us at 639-0008. Mike Gerhardt is a semi-retired businessman. He resides in Kettering, Ohio and Orange County, Florida. Today, he's calling us from Ohio. During his business career, he served in several executive capacities, including executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of MTC Technologies, a publicly traded government service contractor. During his tenure with MTC, he gained insight about the workings of the federal government and the federal budget process. And it's this familiarity with government operations that really sparked the idea for writing his latest book, The Financial Tsunami. Mr. Gerhardt has an undergraduate degree in accounting and an MBA from the University of Dayton. Go Flyers. And he's a certified public accountant. Welcome to the show, Mike. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having us on the show today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here. And really, this debt is a big concern of everybody. You hear a lot of people talking about it. Very few people are actually doing anything about it. But your basic premise in your book, The Financial Tsunami, is that the United States is really not much better off than Ireland or Greece. Is the U.S. government insolvent?
Well, we're quickly heading in that direction, and that's just not our opinion. You know, the government recognizes that, and in last year's Government Accountability Office report, they clearly state that absent actions aimed at reforming the key drivers of the structural deficits, and they define those as health care spending and Social Security, that the federal government faces unsustainable growth and debt. They go on to say that the longer the action to deal with the federal government's long-term fiscal outlook is delayed, the greater the risk that the eventual changes will be disruptive and destabilizing.
All right.
So that's a quote from the
GAO.
Accountability Office.
Yeah, the Government Accountability Office. And it is very telling that the government is even putting out reports that are saying, hey, pay attention to debt because debt is a problem. But it also sounds to me from that quote that you just gave us, Mike, that really they're only zeroing in on the entitlement programs. That's the main focus of that comment, mostly Social Security, Medicare, and the new health initiative. So what else is driving the United States' annual deficits and the national debt to record unprecedented levels?
Well, let's talk about the mandatory programs that you just mentioned, the Social Security, the Medicare, the Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
That accounts for about 54 cents of every dollar that the United States government spends. If you were to add the defense spending and the interest on the debt, that ratchets the number up to 84 cents of every dollar the government spends. So really, when you take the entitlement programs, the defense spending, and the interest, you're at 84 cents of every dollar that the government spends. So, you know, those really are the drivers, and frankly, resolving those issues without addressing those items is going to be a near impossibility.
All right, and I would agree with you. We're talking to Mike Gerhardt, everybody, who's the author of the book, The Financial Tsunami. Will it drown the United States in a wave of debt? And let's bring it down to, I think, a more personal level. This is the way I tend to look at it, particularly as I'm paying my taxes. In 2010, the average worker's got to work 237 days to pay the federal, state, and local taxes. That means, on average, the worker doesn't start providing for his or her family until August the 19th. And that's 2 days later than it was in 2009, and it's 34 days later than it was in 2008. So what impact does this rising debt burden place on the average American family, Mike?
Well, it's going to continue to escalate the need to raise taxes absent cuts in spending. And if we look at the fact that the government is projecting a deficit on average of $850 billion a year for the next 10 years, it becomes very clear that the government has a problem, and they're going to have to look to the citizens of the country to pay this burden down. So for the next 10 years, we really do not see any relief in sight based on the government's own projections.
Hmm. You know, we talk about millions, billions, and trillions. We toss those numbers around just very flippantly in our conversations. Can you give us some sense of the magnitude of a million, a billion, and a trillion? Because when you talk about $850 billion, that just sits on the table and it sounds like a number. But if you had a sense of magnitude, do you have any way of measuring that or defining that?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. And when Will and I were doing research for the book, we found that, unfortunately, there's a lot of politicians that don't appreciate the difference. But if you were to take $1 million bills and stand them end on end, that would cover about 120 yards, which is the length of a football field, including the end zones.
Right.
If you were to take $1 billion bills and stand them end on end, and that's, you know, beside each other, that would cover about 68 miles. If you were to take $1 trillion bills and stand them end on end, that's 68,000 miles, which is 2.7 times around the Earth at the equator. So while the numbers, may sound alike, throwing those extra three zeros on the end of it has a significant impact. And, when we look at budgets that are approaching $1 trillion in deficit for the next 10 years, it's a large number. And it's particularly large when you consider that nominally the government takes in about $2.7 trillion a year in income.
Mm.
So, they're increasing this thing at about the rate of 30% more than they're bringing in each year for the next 10 years. That's staggering.
It is. It's absolutely staggering. And it's also staggering, as you mentioned, that many of our politicians don't really know the difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion. And that kind of brings me to the next question that I've got, because everybody's talking about the debt. Nobody seems to be doing anything about it. But there's an acute awareness on the part of politicians about the impacts of the debt, but little's happening there. What's holding back the change? I mean, President Obama's own budget projections show that our national deficit will grow to $25 trillion from where it is today at $13 trillion over the next 10 years. Why? What are politicians doing about this? Why is there such an impasse about dealing with the national deficit?
Well, I think, it's very simple, and that is votes. The politicians are hesitant to do anything that would impact the entitlement programs because they know that it's going to be unpopular and it's going to cost them potentially their jobs. And, without addressing those, we've just talked about the numbers, it's 54 cents of every dollar the government spends. It's mathematically impossible to really address those or address the debt without addressing those issues. So, the politicians are doing what's really in their best interest, i.e. trying to get reelected, versus what's best in the country's interest, and that is coming forward to the American public and saying, look, this is going to change. We have to change the structure, and here's how we're going to do it. And they're just hesitant to do that. But, I think the elections that we had week and a half ago really sent a loud and clear message that, hey, we want this addressed, and we have to address it for the sake of our generation and future generations.
We're talking to Mike Gerhardt, everybody. He's the author of the book, The Financial Tsunami, Will It Drown the U.S. in a Wave of Debt? And Mike, we'll see what this new group of politicians brings us in Washington. But it seems to me very interesting that Great Britain is taking the lead on this. The new conservative government over there has said, hey, we're going to address this. And they've already begun to cut entitlements. France, on the other hand, kind of took a tepid step. And they said, we're going to boost the retirement age from 60 years old to 62. And when they did that, there was rioting in the streets of Paris. So what's going to happen? Inevitably, we're going to have to address this problem. It's the 800-pound gorilla sitting in the room. What's going to happen when politicians actually have to make some of these drastic cuts? Do you foresee rioting in the streets as there is in Paris, or is it going to be more subdued like it is in Great Britain?
Well, I think it's how we approach it. If we approach it systematically, and that is if we lay out an approach that is well thought out and addresses this issue over time, and we need to remember that we have not had a surplus in this country since 1969. So we've been digging this hole for 40 years, and to think we're going to get out of it quickly is really way too optimistic. So we're going to have to put together a 20 or 30 year plan to get out of this, and if we do that, that should minimize the pain that everybody's going to have to take. But, you know, your comment on the UK is exactly right. And when they came out and said, we're going to address it, they said that everyone in the country, from the people on the dole to the Queen, is going to participate. So, you know, it's going to be felt by all if we're going to do it. Those that are on the programs are going to have to probably see programs, you know, reduced or frozen. And on the tax side, while everybody wants to debate it forever, realistically, we're going to have to generate some incremental tax revenue that is earmarked directly towards paying down this deficit.
Interesting. We're talking to Mike Gearhart, everybody. I guess that begs the bigger question, Mike, and that is this. Do we as a people in the United States have the will to do what it takes to go back to a budget surplus, to address this deficit issue?
Well, you know, I think that there's an awareness out there that, that hasn't been out there for a long time. Certainly in my lifetime, you know, the last 2 years, I think people are becoming more and more aware of exactly how big this problem is. So I think, again, if we address it systematically, you know, I think people will go along with it. And quite frankly, they really don't have a choice because the problem has grown to the point where taxing alone will not solve this problem. They just can't go out and say, well, we're going to raise taxes on, you know, the wealthy. I mean, you know, for all of the press that the Bush tax cut, the expiration of that is getting, we need to remember that that is going to generate $70 billion a year in incremental income. If you put that or compare that to an $850 billion deficit projection, you know, we really aren't going anywhere quick. So taxes is not the solution right now in and of itself. And, you know, everybody's going to have to participate. And I think if we don't, then, you know, the comments that were made by the GAO that, you know, the longer you wait, the more disruptive and destabilizing the changes will be.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Mike Gearhart, everybody, author of the book, The Financial Tsunami. And Mike, I was thinking about this on the way into the studio, and that is this, that we are now the baby boom generation is in control of both the presidency and Congress at this stage. And let's face it, we're the me generation. I mean, we grew up in the 70s for the most part, and it was all about me, me, me. Do we really have the financial will? Will the American people, the baby boom generation, which is the generationally the pig and the python moving through, are we going to tackle this issue, or are we just going to push this off on our children and grandchildren?
Well, you know, we can't push it off forever. I mean, China's already saying, hey, we're getting tired of buying your debt. We're getting tired of watching you devalue the investment that we've got in your debt. You know, as people stop buying treasury certificates, you know, we face the real risk of, you know, a hyperinflation currency. You know, many of the same things that, that Greece faced. Now, I'm not saying the United States and Greece are analogous, but, you know, I am saying that we all have to be mindful that governments can't go broke. So, you know, this problem will get addressed either by the people or it will address itself, and that outcome is going to be far more devastating to everyone than if we choose to do it. So I think the appetite is there. I think it's really, you know, how we choose to do it. How we phase it in, that's going to be the key.
All right. Well, then I'm going to put you on the spot, Mike. I'm going to say you're king for a day, okay? You can make all the changes, and every edict that you pass will be followed to the letter of the law. What would you do to help rectify this over the next few years to get us out of the budget deficit that we're facing?
First and foremost, I would change the tax law. They are arcane. There's a lot of money floating through the holes that is either unreported or underpaid. Secondly, you have to address the entitlement program. That could include a freeze, an extension of entitlement with respect to participation. I would force the politicians to understand what the difference is between millions, billions, and trillions, and they need to understand how big this deficit is. I would put term limits in place on the Senate and Congress so that their emphasis is on doing what is right for the country and not what is right for their reelection. You know, I think if we were to take those four items, we could make a significant impact. We could collect additional tax revenue or additional revenue that really wouldn't be an additional tax on the company by capturing the underreported and underpaid monies, and we would have politicians' interest aligned with the interests of the country versus their self-interest. So
all right.
Those four things are significant in getting this turned.
All right. I like your policy. We're going to call you Dictator Gerhardt now for just a minute, Mike. But I like your policies. That's good. And I like leading with changing the tax laws. What changes would you make to the tax laws? Because you're right, they are arcane. But you know what? Nobody's stepping up to try to change them.
Well, the tax laws are, you know, it's a hard thing to change because it's really the only thing that the politicians can do to grant favors. And you know, again, we need to change that. But there's been books written on the flat tax, the fair tax, you know, for years. As a matter of fact, Milton Friedman came out with a similar proposal to the fair tax in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, they're out there. I support any one of those. I think they could all be modified to generate additional dollars, reduce the filing requirements, and you know, make it easier on the American taxpayer. So, you know, they're out there, and we just got to force the government to accept those changes.
All right, we're talking to Mike Gerhardt, everybody, author of the book, The Financial Tsunami. Mike, in the 30 seconds that we've got left, let me ask you this. What did you get out of writing this book?
Well, you know what? The reason we wrote this is we wanted to create an awareness campaign and let people know exactly how dire this situation is. And I think that we've done that. We wanted to create a fact-based book. Every number in the financial tsunami comes from a government website or a government source. So it's not like the government's unaware of this problem. It's just they're choosing to ignore it.
They're unwilling to address it. Mike Gerhardt, I commend you on your very nonpartisan book, The Financial Tsunami, Will It Drown the U.S. in a Wave of Debt? I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Thanks for having us.